The hashtag Four Tolerances of the Chinese People has attracted traffic on Chinese social media scene, Weibo. Let's examine them. The first one being, 来了都来了. So, since we are here, blah, blah, blah.
Now that we are already here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So what is that and what does that insinuate?
Well, the underlying message is that now that you are already here, mm-hmm. you might as well make the best out of the scenario or the situation you are already in. Mm-hmm. For instance, when you're traveling and you happen to have booked a nasty hotel and you don't like it, and maybe your traveling companion will comfort you by saying, now that we're already here, let's just to make the best out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about this one? I alert you, it's a little ominous. Mm-hmm. 人都去了. So since he's already passed away, what does that mean?
This means maybe a person, he or she had did something really ugly. But as long as they died, you may think, oh, can we forgive them? And also like, yes, only because he or she's dead. So does that like mean death is a way of avoiding penalties? Because they already dead. What can you do?
Yeah, and there's also in Chinese understanding or tradition that you never speak ill of those
dead
deceased.
People.
Yes.
In part because they're not there to defend themselves.
Well, yeah. That kind of makes sense. Mm. And also there is 大过年的, so it's Chinese New Year, Spring Festival. What's the meaning behind that?
I would say that the atmosphere or the feeling of festivity is enough for you to elevate your spirit, for you to forgive any kind of offenses.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is 他还是个孩子.
Oh.
So he's just a kid.
What
does
that
mean?
Sentence.
What does that mean to you?
I hate that too.
Every time I got into a fight with a smaller kid, when I was a kid myself.
Oh, good. So you're not an adult.
My mom would say that. Just let him be. Let him be. He's just a kid. You should be courteous and just let them win.
Well, why can't you scream back and say, I'm a kid too?
Only you've told me how to respond.
Yeah. Oh, should we be friends when we were little kids? But the thing is, I think for a lot of grown-ups, we feel very frustrated when this happens because often it is when you see a kid that's not behaving him or herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then this becomes the biggest excuse that the parents can use.
Yeah.
And yes, well, here comes that question. Why is it that these four things that we've been told since little kids that we should tolerate by, but now people are saying they don't really make sense. It can't pass the test of rationality.
I don't know. Sometimes, in some cases, it does make sense. Now that you're already here, make the best out of it. That's a very good sentiment to have. But he's still just a child. I mean, this relates to some moral standards back in ancient China. Like, you're supposed to respect a child and the elderly.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a lot of us worry that it's just an excuse.